learn about Gemara Rav of Memtes and Beis and Mishnah. We're going to learn about currency here, and just very quickly, the Taita says shkolim, and in the Gemara language it's sloim, but it's the same thing. And Moshe Rabbeinu had shkolim, but then later on they added to it a fifth. Or added a sixth, which is really a fifth, to the value of what a shekel is going to be.
So that, which one is called shekel?
So if it's 20, you know, so 20 more, 20 gator, the Torah says is a shekel, or 20, it now becomes 24. It becomes 25. So it's a quarter, which is the fifth. And... sorry, 24. It's a fifth that becomes, that's a sixth. It's a fifth of it in the Gav, which is a sixth on the outside. Because now 24, so it's called a sixth. But it's a fifth internally and a sixth externally. And then we say that the difference between, then there's a thing called Kesef Tzuri from Tyre, from Tzur, or Kesef Medina. Kesef, like some of our coins, actually have no real value. They represent value. Some of our coins have value. There's nickel in it, or there's silver in it, a silver dollar. So the Kesef Tzuri was pure silver. Kesef Medina was only 1/8 silver. The rest was other alloys. And therefore, the value of Kesef Medina is 1/8 of the value of Kesef Tzuri. Or Kesef Tzuri, as they call it. So, the Mishnah says, Chomish Shloim Shel Ben. The five Shloim that you pay for the Vidyan Ben is B'mona Tzuri. We're going to use the currency of Mona Tzuri in the times of the Mishnah. It was the currency of Tzuri. And the Chamishim Shalayna is the $50 you pay if somebody was ma'anis, raped a girl, he has to pay $50. But the Taita penalizes him, Oshem Mefateh, if somebody seduces a girl, or Meir Shalmayt Hashem, or he insists that his wife was not a psula. Turns out to be that he was a liar. Kulam B'shakam, Neid Mezayim, Kulam B'shakam, HaKadosh, all the Taita says you have to pay.
Does yours say Shalayshim Shalavet? It doesn't say it in yours.
It says Shalayshim Shalavet, doesn't it? Which Mishnah we have? 49B, you're on 49A. 49B is right here. The very end here. Why was it by you?
I must have missed it.
Well, there's a bach
here. I must have missed it.
Oh, no, okay. Kulam b'shekel ha-kodesh, all of these is shekel ha-kodesh, is b'mana tzedi. You use the coin, the currency of mana of tzedi. Mana is 100 sloim. So that currency, so you take 5 of that. The kula nivdin bekesef, every kesef, everywhere the Taita says you have to pay a certain amount of money. You don't have to pay necessarily in money, you can pay also the equivalent of money. Chutz mishkolim, with the Taita says shkolim, like by pidyon ben or all of these we just mentioned right now. The Taita says the word shkolim, you have to pay money. There's no shavik kesef there. Says the Gemara, mana tzedi. What about today in times of the Gemara? Is the mana tzedi, the times of the Mishnah, the same as the times of the Gemara or not? Amar Rav Asi, interesting, Rav Asi and Rav Ami were the first or second generation of Amoraim, and already they're questioning the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, if the currency already changed. But you see here the idea of inflation. Anyway, Amar Rav Asi, Mona Shel Tzedi, we still use the same coins today, the currency that's used in the city of Tzedi, that's the same currency today. Now what a seller is made up of 4 Zuzim and so on. Rabbi Ami says, Dina Arba. No, we use the Arabic Dina. Rashi says, I'm not sure what it is, but it's less that you need more. And he says, for example, what do you call it? A Dina has 6 more kesef, and here, what do you call it? 10 more kesef makes up a Dina of Arabic. So it's against inflation. Rabbi Chinna says, Isra Sausa, you use old coins, the Mizavna that they sell, Tamnaya, Bedinner, 8 in a dinner. You say the Arabic one, which is 10 more in a dinner. I say we use these old coins, that is 8 more for a dinner. And Chomish Benayel, Pidyon Ben, and 5 of those is Pidyon Ben. 5 of those are Pidyon Ben. Rabbi Chinna says, Dinra, we use the coins, Hadriana, the King Hadrian. Rabbi Yechina is one generation later. I mean, he learned by Debbie. And the currency has changed.
This is Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai?
No, Rabbi Yechon Amoida. But he was a Talmud of Rebbe.
I was going to say Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was in the time of the Rabbi.
We're doing Gemara, it's not a mission, this is Amoraim. Rabbi Yechon Amoida, Hadriano, the coins that have the King Hadrian stamped on it, or Traiano, King Traianus, and Shaifa that's engraved in it. The Mizavna that they sell, 25 dinar of silver, pure silver. Of tsuri, dal minayu shtusa, take off a sixth. 25 zuzim of ten of dinim, take off a sixth. And when you take off a sixth, the inach lepidyon aben. After you take off a sixth, the rest goes for pidyon aben. That's the equivalent of a five slayim. Says the Gemara, Hani esrim bechad nechidan kave. If so, if you're taking off a sixth, why are you telling me that you have to give? If you take off a sixth and 25, you get 20. A sixth is four, and then basically 6 and 25. So it's four, and you have and a sixth, four and a sixth. So you deduct from 25, four and a sixth, you get 20 and 5/6. Hani esimcha nechidan kave lechidus. 21 minus a 6 is 20, not 20. Elodal shtusa bezuza. Take off a 6, which makes it 20 and what do you call it? And 5/6, and then take off another zuz, which makes it makes it 19 and 5/6. Where do you get 20 from? Bahanech lepidyon aben. Our recipe aben. Akati esim nechidan kave 20 minus a 6. Elodal zuz. The first take off a coin, so brings it down to 24, and then vishtusa the 6 of 24 brings it down to 20. The hanech lepidyon aben, that's what you pay a pidyon aben. The havel esin mitkli, because then it comes out to 20 coins and mitkli din in the weight, because all the coins in those days were based on weight. Inun, which works out to inun, which they've converted, it turns into their Arabic one esin v'tamnai zuzah. If you turn to the Arabic one, it becomes a 20, becomes 28 zuzah. Upalga and a half, 28 and a half. Upalga dank and a half of a pundian. Pundian is like the lowest coin we have always had. So the contract I had, every ma has two pundian, and so on. So and becomes and a half of a danka. That's what, so if you convert it from one currency to the next, the 20, the 20 of the King Hadrian coins becomes 28 and a half and a half of a pundian. Okay. Omar says Rava Selim the Raisa Sela and the Teide, which normally we say has four dinim, four zuzim. Sorry.
Is that the way you spell the plural selim?
I guess so. Yeah. Usually say slayim. Yeah. Selim the Raisa slayim of the Teide, which you say is four. I say tlos of a tilsav is actually three and a third. It works out to three and a third. Why? Because the Teide says you have to give 20 geira, and 20 geira. And here we go. The chesiv, it says, esim geira hashekel. It says that 20 geira is a shekel, and 6 geira is 1 seller. So how many slime is 20 geira? 3 and a third. Now, how many dinim are there in a seller? The Teide says that a seller. A seller is a shekel. A shekel is 20 geira. So if the shekel is 20 geira and a in each seller, if that's 6 dinim in each seller, it comes out to 3 and a third. So the Gemara, they were called moin. Umetagiminan esrim moin, and we touch esrim geira is the equivalent of esrim 20 moin. But Tanya, we learned sheish mo kesef dinner. Each dinner is worth a dinner in the same as a seller. Each dinner has 6 more in it. So therefore, to get to 20, you need 3 and a third. Says the Gemara, makes us a question. The Gemara says, if you makdish your field in a certain, and you want to redeem it by your evil, so the Teide said, and we had from Parsha Bahar, the Teide said that you have to imagine each section of the field. If the equivalent of a chaymer of Sa'irim, if you sell it in the beginning of the Yevil period for 50 shkolim, and this section, which a chaymer, whatever the size of a chaymer is, and then if you want to buy it in the middle, you want to bring it back, you make a cheshbon, 50, every year is one seller, and every year is one seller and one pundian. So it says over there, you have to give it, if you want to buy from the beginning, you have to give 49 slayim and 49 pundian. Now there are 48 pundian to a seller. Right, a seller has only 48, so why are you giving 49? That's the most question. So the Bryce says here, time you learn, where are we? One seller equivalent to 48. So if it's 50 slime, why do you have to give 49? You give 49 slime and 49 punyin. You give 49 slime and 48 punyin. Because 48 punyin is a seller, 50 slime. Yes. Punyin zemativa. What's the extra punyin? So we answer kilbin leprutprut. When you change currencies, you always lose a little bit. Remember, it goes by weight. So therefore, we add a little bit just to make sure that nobody loses out. Nobody loses out.
So it's basically for foreign exchange, this coin. It doesn't exist for... You don't use it in the market.
You could use it for both. People always change small coins to bigger coins. They don't have a whole bunch of pennies. You go to the bank and change it to dollars. And so on, yeah. So what is even mida what? Now, 48 pundian is actually 6 mo. A dinner is... each mo is 2 pundian. Each dinner, we said before, has 6 mo, so each dinner has 6 times 2 is 12. And that 4 dinner in the cellar is 48. That's how the cheshbon is. So that 4 dinner in the cellar, what are you, Rava, saying is 3 and a third? There's 4. So, and for the Rava, basa da yisifu olayu. That's after they added onto it, on the cellar of the tater, they added onto it, they added another 6th. And so therefore, it became not 20 mo, but 24. That's when you have 3. Four dinner, because each dinner is 6, so 4 times 6 is 24. But in the Taita's times, and I told you, in the Moshe Rabbeinu's times, it was less. The attacker was 20, and you bring me a ray from the Mishnah, which is the times of the Mishnah, it became 24. The time you learned, Esim get a shekel, Amadu le shekel, Shor Esim get a shekel, Zeh 20 gate, Umenayim, Shem Rotz Lois, you can add to it, Tam Aleim, Yee, it says in the Pasuk, Yee, which is it should be, your Erech should be, Bishar Lekhaid, I mean, if you want to increase, you can increase it. Yoch Lichaz, if you want to diminish, you can also give smaller coins, Tam Aleim, who, static. Ravashi, Shodale, Ravashi, 1 cent. Shiv Sazuzi, 17 coins. Ravacha, Brei Ravina. He 1 cent 17 coins to Ravacha Ravina, who was a coin, but Pidyon Aben, as Pidyon Aben. Sholachle, he said back to him, so Ravashi sent to Ravacha 17 coins. So Sholachle, Rav Ashi then sent a letter to Rav Acha. Lishdili mar to losa yisay to dikalayu. I paid a little bit extra because Rava says a seller of the Torah is 3 dinar and a third, and comes out 3 dinar in is in a third, so it's 5. It's 17 and a half and a third. If it's, so it's, each dinner is 5 is 15, and then a third is 15 of a 5 is 1 and 2 thirds. So you owe me an extra third that I gave you.
Send me the change.
Yeah. Shalach le shadli ma'atlos achrine doisifo layu. So he sent back to Fakert. That was in those days. Today we increase. You owe me money, in fact.
Chazal very concerned about each.
No, that we had whole mice in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef and Rav. Rabbi Yosef and Rav was the Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef owned the property right next to Rav, and Rav's property, Rav's trees were. The birds were nestled in his trees, or the tree grew over into his vines, and they were ruining his vines. And Rabbi Yosef said, "No, you have to cut it off." And Rav said, "Yeah, if you want it, you cut it off." I mean, just think the business is business. Tam Sella, we had also come up with, remember the gay, they were very popular, they were very upset why the people told the gay what he could do to make sure to save money, because they wanted to coin his money. All these Gemara are very hard to understand. So the Gemara, Kol Ketzav. Okay, fair enough. Kol Ketzav, I'm going to tell you, Tam, every time he's a Ketzav, I'll tell you, Tam is Sella. Ketzav is a Sella. Shekel. The Nevi'im, whenever it's in the Nevi'im, it's literally, which is 25 shloim. Chutzmin, Kasp, the Ksuvin, Kintin. And anywhere it's written in Ksuvin, the word Kasef, it means 100 shloim. Chutzmin, Kasp, Shlef, my Avram, Vino, Shalv, Vino, Kasp, Betayda, Stam, even though Kintin, we know it means the most valuable seller, Kintin, the Ksiv, Abba, Meshach, Kasef, Oiv, Lasech, Vikiduch, the Koshar, the Kintin, Tikikla. And that place is called a Kintin, a shloim. They wanted to hide all the silver and gold in the world, and they cast the Zovah Shalim when they came in, and they took away the Babylonians came in and took away the gold and silver Shalim, and they got mixed up in all the worlds. Everything should become Asabana. How can you use any gold? Maybe it's the gold from the base of Migdash. They found the passing of the Torah. It says, they came in, these people, these scoundrels, and they came in, and they redeemed it. So now you can use it. V'Yishlaim Habirub Da'amah. Why should we also? Yishlaim is the majority of the world. El Amarvay. A big shul lignes dinra hadriyana triyana shayofa. They wanted to hide all the coins that had the stamp of these kings, Adrian and Tyrannus, which were both used in Yishlaim. It was mainly produced for Yishlaim. Bipnei tiva shay Yishlaim, because the coins Yishlaim were so abundant there. Atchem motzal mikvun atchem fana pasvarish. Shu mutash never bo b'prisa v'chelulua. Then we write the Amarvay Amarav. Asi, kol kesev amma b'teira. Whenever it says kesev in the Torah, stam kesev tzayri. It means the kesev of Tyre, which is what? Pure silver. But v'shal devrei, whenever the rabbanon levied a knas, a penalty, you have to give kesev. It's kesev medina, which is the value, an eighth. We had this in the first mission in Kedusha. So the eighth of the value of kesev tzayri. The klal of anymore is a klal. V'hari taina, the din is, we're going to have the more shuas. That if somebody... And in Kedushin as well. If somebody has a taina and he says, you owe me $100, and you say back, no, I owe you 50, you're a maidim mikzus, you have to be maidim in something substantial. I have to claim something substantial, you have to be maidim in something substantial. The klol of a taina, if I come to claim, see, it says in the positive, ki yitin ishare, if I gave you kesev or kalim coins, or kalim, you should have got to me. But nan, and we learn, shvuas had the yonin, when the this shvua that's in a bezin, that maidim mikzus, you have to swear, the defendant has to swear that he doesn't own the balance. When I claim, I have to claim a minimum of two coins. The Torah says kesef, and you're telling me two coins. It doesn't be two sloim. It could be two dinin. It could be less than sloim. You just said that whenever it's a kesef, it means a shek, which is far more than shtei kesef, what the Gemara is talking about. Says the Gemara, yeah. This is a, you know, because a dinner has six mice, and you have to be maida or at least for two mice, which is a third of a dinner, and so on and so forth. Shiny house and a different seed. It says the pasuk kesef oy kelim b'teira equates it to kelim. My kelim shnayim, kelim is two. I have kesef shnayim, kelim is two, but we don't care about the value so much. My kesef double choshev. Another hand kesef, even mois is some choshev. It's not just prutas. I have kelim double choshev. The kelim also has to be some choshev. But you want about a maise? When it comes to maise, if you want to bring it to shvayim the seed, it's the pasuk. It's hard to kesef. You should go ahead and you can then get, you know, change it into money, and then tie the money with bundle in your hand and bring it to your shvayim with you. But now we learn how poided seller ma'isa sheni. If you want to change over the prutas to larger coins when you're traveling to the shalayim, so lechayda, how can you have small coins? It says the kesef tata kesef yacha. Lechatchila, you couldn't have used small coins to swap your tvua for. And from there again is different. It says three times. It says a couple of times kesef. It says v'satay kesef and v'tata kesef. And then the third time it's v'nasata kesef. So because of three times riba, there is marbe any value. But he hegged you. But he hegged you. See, if you lost like kesef, come by. You should give kesef. Of course, you means dafke some yichoshev a sella. And yet, Rambam Shmuel said he hegged you shavamana. Hegged you the value of 100. Hegged shavamana that watch. Shechila shavaprutim mechul. Hegged you mechul. Sorry, mechul. If you want to hegged you, now me yalo koydish koydish meisa. Once you've established a meisa, you don't have the value of a sella. We do the same thing by hegged. But the kedusha isha. What about by woman? We learned kedusha from a few places. One of them is from kicha the Efron. But the other one later on, the Gemara says it says the yotzechinim in kasa by a maid that says she goes out free without any money. This maid goes out without any money. But a woman who goes into kedusha goes with money. But now we learn b'shami says how much do you give b'dinner or b'shavdim. But b'shil says b'pruta and says yet kesef. Lema Rab Asi do amak b'shami. Is that pasul Rab Asi pasul b'shami? Eli itma. Call kesef kotzuv amatem. If it gives kesef and says it's a fixed amount, you got to give 30 for an eved, you got to give 50 for oynes, 100 for shemra, or 5 for pinyan aben. But no, the kesef tzoid, it has to be money from tzoid. V'shal devareim. But whenever the rabbanon say that you have to give money, it's kesef medina. Use it as an eighth of the value. My kamashmalon, is that the whole chiddush? Tanina says clearly in our Mishnah. It says chomish loyin sheben, and our Mishnah says the five shloim of ben is monot zaydi. B'shal divreim kesef. You're right. The chiddush of Rav Asi is b'shal divreim kesef medini tzichlei. We would have thought that maybe any payment has to use that currency. So his chiddush is, but if it's only a payment of rabbanon, you can go kesef zaydi. We learned interesting. It's interesting to hear. Hatukei lechaveder. Rashi says three different pshatim here. One is he screamed in your friend's ear, you startled him. One is he gave a smack on the wall, or you gave a smack on his ear, or you took a shofar and you blew it right in by his ear. The bottom line is you startled him. You startled him. You caused him pain, or you hurt him. is the din is noisim leseller. The din is that you have to pay him a punishment, a penalty. You got to give him a seller. But don't say sella arba zuze. Don't say sella of tzoidi, which is for zuzim. It's the shal medina, which is an eighth of that, a half of a zuz. The kari inchi sella palgud zuze. People call sella a half a zuz. The Gemara tells the story. Chanan Bisha, the guy called Chanan, the shameful one, or the Russia. Tokel elahu gavra. He once smacked this guy. Also, he took him to a dentator. Amalei, Rav Huna Paskin, Havlei, Paul Gidazuz, you gotta give him a half a coin. What happened was, this Russia didn't have a half a coin with him. Zuz Machabad, he had an old coin that he couldn't get rid of because nobody wanted it, but it's still a coin. But it was a full coin. So what do you do? The like nothing, he couldn't go out there and trade it. Tokalech, he didn't give another smack at the other, yeah?
And now give him
a whole coin. He have a whole coin. Yeah.
Isn't that a bit of a azus ponim for Rafuna? Give him a psaki. He shouldn't do that.
It's the famous story with Eliezer Eved Avram when he came to Sdoim. So he walked into Sdoim. It's a beautiful message. All these different stories would happen there. Somebody threw a rock at him and he started to bleed. So he got angry and he pulled the guy over and he said, "I'm taking you to court." He takes him to court. And the guy says to him, "You owe me money. I owe you money. You owe me money. You hurt me." So he went to the court and the court ruled. With this guy from Zdoim, the rule is that if it makes somebody bleed, the guy who's bleeding has to pay money to the guy who made him bleed. So Eliezer picked up the biggest rock he can get. He threw it in the judge's head, almost knocked him unconscious, made him bleed all over. He said, "Now, you know something? The money that you owe me, he paid to him." Same kind of a story. Shleishim shall eved, chamishim shall oines, and shall mefate. Says the Gemara, Hasulamali, once he told us that shkolin by pidyon ben is the full amount, is, you know, from tzayid. What do you have to give me all these other examples of, you know, money in the tzayid pay that? Hatanulei Reisha, already says, yeah. Hatanulei Reisha already told us by pidyon ben. Says the Gemara, oines umayt shemra. It's needed for the cases of oines umayt shemra. That over there also they have to pay the shekel akedush. I would have thought, keeping like Sibush Golim doesn't use the word Golim by Oinus and Mefat, maybe there you can pay any coins. Kamash London made of Kayofi Mahadodi. Once the Taylor established by Pinyon Ben, this is what I want you to pay. So all those places the Taylor says pay, that's what you have to pay. So the Gemara, Chutzman Ashkolim, the only Shkolim that you have to pay the full amount is you cannot give a shava kesef is whatever Tayyid uses the word shekel. But Tayyid doesn't give a shekel, you can give a shava kesef. So the Gemara, Tarukh Shkolim, Maiser, we learned in the Braiser, Chutz from Shkolim, and Maiser, Shani also. You can only use coins, you cannot use shava kesef. But there you can use any coin, but it has to be coins. Or harayim, when it comes to karmaria, we're learning Mara Chagiga. That the karmaria, you have to bring oil, it has to be brought with two mois. And shkolim, all shkolim. Now we learned, mitzarfin shkolim ledar bainais. That you could have people in the town can join together, merge together all of the coins that they want to send the shkolim, you know, every other they send the shkolim, they can join together and buy and get larger coins called darboinus, like gold coins, which is instead of having 1,000 shkolim, you'll have 100, let's say, whatever these darboinus are. So the only coin they can use is darboinus, because darboinus is a coin. If name Masa had that, we allowed him because of Masa, he can't have stam a gold ingot. You have to have like a coin, a currency. Masa, the Chsiv, it's hard to have Kesav Yotcha. And Vahoroyin, so I understand Masa, it says Mefesh Naposa, it's hard to have Kesav. Okay, it has to be Kesav, it has to have something Tzarta. Tzarta also means coin, a currency. It has a Tzura on it, it has an engraving, a king. But Vahoroyin, we don't want you to bring defective other That's things. Exactly. So if you give coins, currency is, you can always swap it over for something else. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.